check in with the latest financial news. You would think with the gasoline prices dropping that oil company profits would drop as well. John Taylor joins us from Stern AG and Leach to tell us whether that's true or not. Is it, John?
Well, kind of. We'll talk about two of the biggest here in just a minute. The last time I looked at the futures a few seconds ago, they were about 37 points. And Friday seems like a distant memory with the Super Bowl and all that, but Friday was a very ugly day. The Dow was down 251 points, NASDAQ 48, and the S&P 26. And what was more important about that, of course, it was the end of the month. It was in the month of January, so January ended up losing money for the entire month. The markets did. And, of course, today's Groundhog Day. So if you see your shadow today, what that means is six more months of volatile markets. I guess that's what that means around here. What we'll be looking forward to mostly this week will be on Friday. We get the jobs numbers from the Department of Labor, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We hope to see a really good number there that maybe will stabilize this market. Because, as I mentioned, we had a pretty significant loss in the markets in the month of January. Another thing that's been happening is very interesting. Interest rates continue to drop. Keep in mind that the Fed has ended their quantitative easing. They tapered down to zero, so they're not supporting these low interest rates anymore, but they just keep dropping. The 10-year Treasury was down again at 1.67%. It's a ridiculously low number. And also, we saw a huge spike in oil prices right at the close of the markets on Friday. In fact, it was the biggest jump since 2012. That's not holding true this morning. Oil prices declining already. But let's talk about some of these oil companies. Chevron reporting numbers on Friday. They reported their lowest quarterly profit in 5 years. Their stock is down 12% over the last 12 months. Those big, huge oil companies have not been great investments. It reported a profit, though, of $3.5 billion. That's down 30% from a year ago, the lowest since 2009. They also said that they're cutting their exploration and budget back by 13%. They're going to spend much less money looking for oil and gas this year. That's to be expected with the prices down where they are. And then just a few minutes ago, Exxon, the really big one, reported numbers. Their stock's down 7% over the last 12 months. They reported revenue that was down for the fourth quarter, down 21% over the same quarter of last year. They missed Wall Street's expectations by about $300 million. But they did beat Wall Street's expectations on net income. For the full year, they made $32.5 billion. But their profits for the fourth quarter were only 6.6, which once again down significantly over the same quarter of last year. And the other, to continue to talk about what's happening in the oil and gas field, this morning we see oil prices actually down some. And one of the reasons is U.S. steel workers, and they represent workers at about 200 different facilities, and all the way from refineries to other types of energy-related assets. And they're on strike at 9 different plants. And why would that cause oil prices to drop? Well, because there's really, with all this production that's happening in North America because of U.S. shale, with these refineries shut down, there's no place for it to go. So it creates another glut on the market, setting oil prices down even more. And once again, keep in mind this is on the heels of that huge uptick we saw right at the end of the market on Friday. And one other thing that I thought was just really kind of fascinating is what's happening with the FCC. They recently had an auction where they auctioned off some wireless spectrum. AT&T spent $18.2 billion to buy wireless spectrum from the Federal Communications Commission. Satellite broadcaster Dish Network, and they're a newcomer, of course, to wireless industry. They spent $13 billion, Verizon $10 billion, T-Mobile $1.8 billion. With this huge auction price that AT&T paid of $18 billion, that's on top of the $49 billion acquisition that they've made recently of DirecTV. Add that together at $70 billion, and it's got people wondering how in the world they're going to pay for all that, because as big as AT&T is, their net free cash flow is only about $10 billion a year. Concerns about how they continue to make acquisitions, upgrade their system, and more importantly, pay the large dividend that they pay, making these kinds of huge commitments. So have to watch and see what happens with AT&T over the next 12 months.
John, quickly, I have a thing from the Democrat Gazette yesterday. You may have seen it. It talks about the Northwest Arkansas Council's blueprint for the future up there, mm-hmm. Washington, Benton counties. And here in the River Valley, we're always looking to see how we can measure up to them for some reason. I mean, many of us do, because mm-hmm. they're so successful up there. But listen to these four things that they see as problems up there. Tell me if they don't sound like things here. Local leaders recently surveyed said that job growth is uneven. Manufacturing, which employs the largest number of workers, has declined. Number two, the region's ability to attract companies and promote job growth is severely limited by a lack of people trained and capable of filling the potential jobs. And also, the leaders have noticed that There is an aging population, and there needs to be intentional effort to grow new leaders. That sounds like down here.
I think you could transfer that to a lot of different places, but we certainly have the same issues down here. And I guess you saw they also announced the formation of a $100 million venture capital fund to fund businesses and attract new ventures in Northwest Arkansas. We could use something like that down here.
Not bad. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Visit with him right there, or you could call him. His area code, of course, is 479. The number 782-2527.